Palestinian political party Fatah rejuvenated its leadership at its first congress in 20 years, ousting many of an old guard dominant under the late Yasser Arafat in favour of younger leaders, initial results show today. We spoke to Gershon Baskin, co-chief executive of the Israel-Palestine Centre for Research and Information, who says that these changes might lead to a more functioning government.
There's a good number of the younger generation here, and some of the leading people from the older generation of the leadership did not make it. So I think that we can expect to see Fatah as being a more functioning body. Fatah has not functioned for years. Most of its leadership had either died or were in exile or were too sick to make it to the meetings. So they now have a mechanism in which to make decisions and to respond to developments on the ground. They had debated at the Fatah convention all the political platforms of the movement, and depending upon where you stand politically is how you interpret those documents. What we might see is an attempt by Fatah to change the government of Salam Fayyad, or to create a parallel government to the government of Salam Fayyad. The functioning Palestinian Authority government is mostly a technocratic government, not a political government, and they have been engaging in building the economy and doing the things that technocrats would do and not politicians. Which is one of the reasons why there's been improvement on the ground in the past year.